the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to it. I have one bit of audio that perfectly sums up today's show.
So what? I pissed on my hands. Aaron.
Here it is.
That wasn't me.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Another week. Another
Here we
dollar.
Go. Another week, another stupid criminal story. May
right.
I?
Yes, by all means.
Let's get the week started on a funny note. So there are some crims out there who are absolute masterminds, well, until they get caught. They might have a long and lengthy career on the run without being in jail, but not so for a bloke in Bondi who last week was sentenced to 8 months in prison because he pinched $15,000 worth of jewellery from a local pawn store.
Right.
But he then thought it was a bright idea when he fronted up to court to appeal his conviction to actually be wearing some of the goods that he stole.
What the hell?
I'm not even kidding. He was busted wearing the same rings he stole days earlier. And he was also wearing the same shoes and earrings to court that
that was
caught in the CCTV footage.
Of course. So that's it. So what's his sentence?
8 months in prison.
Wow.
And $12,000 in compensation to the pawn shop. There you go.
He's not going to have that money, so they're never going to see that cash again. Well, it's true. No one's going to have...
I try to tell a positive story on a Monday and you take it
no,
down.
No, I'm so glad he's been busted, but there's no chance in hell that shop is ever going
to
see their $12,000, Sarah. That's the reality.
Steal it from another pawn shop and pay them back.
That's right. Remember when we first discovered Google Earth? Remember playing around with it, going, oh, my God, you can type in, like, the address of your house. Oh, look, it's the roof of my house. Remember all those squeals of excitement?
Mm. Or checking in on the house where you grew up.
Yes, stuff like that, right? Like, just technology is amazing. And
I haven't heard much about Google Earth, though, in recent times. I think people have moved on.
Feast your ears on this, Sarah. An eagle-eyed hobbyist. Someone, a fan of Google Earth. There are some nerds out there.
Someone who actually collects eagle eyes.
This guy, right, loves his Google Earth. That's his hobby. Maybe he's a creep. Maybe he's a dead set creep. Anyway, he was looking at his local area from Google Earth satellite imagery, right?
Yeah.
And there's a pond in this local area.
Yeah.
And in the pond, he was like, there's a car in there. There's a submerged vehicle. You can see it in the photograph, a car sort of propped up against the banks, obviously been there for yonks.
Yeah.
He called the cops. Okay, this is just this month.
Yeah.
Called the cops and he said, look, I'm an eagle-eyed hobbyist. And
I have these eyes.
And the police said, yes, we love you people. Please continue.
And he said, I think there's a submerged vehicle in this pond and I just wanted to report it. Turns out, inside the vehicle, they found the remains of a missing man that had gone missing for 20 years. It was an unsolved mystery.
You're joking.
And because of this eagle-eyed hobbyist, Sarah, the case was solved. The man's family was contacted. His remains were returned to them. All because of Google Earth.
Wow.
Isn't that a phenomenal story? Sad for the deceased, of course.
Yes.
But important to tie up those loose ends.
But that guy really did move from being possible creep to eagle-eyed hobbyist.
Well, I think so.
He does have a promotion. Isn't this becoming quite the crime show today? I think we should continue this theme.
Doink, doink. That's meant to be the...
It doesn't sound like that at all.
Doesn't it?
Law and Order, Lees and Sarah. Ding, ding.
Dun, dun.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Italy. A lovely place. Not far from my motherland, Sarah.
You're clutching. You are clutching at straws to get to bloody France. Always France.
Get this. There is a tiny Italian village that really, really, really wants to increase its population because it is a dying population. It is...
is it full of old people? Is it like your poon?
It's under... It's not Yeppoon. It's an underpopulated village in the hillside. It's outside of Rome. They've done a number of things to try and get people to this area. They were selling houses for €1.
I heard about this.
Okay, that was their first ploy. Now, this is the next, this is step two. Is this meant to be Italian music or something?
I just searched Italian music.
Okay, so this is their next step. They want to pay $27,000 to anyone who wants to come and live there.
But what's wrong with this place? Why aren't people coming?
Good question.
Why does it have to set homes for €1?
The only catch, Sarah, is that the individuals who come to this little Italian town will have to commit to starting a small business in order to contribute to the local economy, which is smart, right? They want their region to undergo a renaissance. There.
I could open Hit FM
Guys,
Italy.
Why don't we go? What is he doing?
Do you reckon that's why Kate Langbrook's over there? Maybe she's taken up the €1 house deal.
No, she has actual money. I think she's actually paying for an actually nice place.
Young people and couples with children. That's all of us, guys.
Well,
are particularly encouraged to apply to the scheme, which was officially launched this month. This is phenomenal, guys. This could be
this
a game
a great
changer.
Idea. Those two girls, Italy Breakfast 2020.
Yeah, I'm there. You have a beautiful name.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful name that your French parents bestowed on you at your birth. Fine in France because apparently people know how to pronounce it. But in Australia, you've copped a lot. You've copped Lisa, Lice, Luz, Liz, all of it. But the thing is,
it's really hard growing up with a name that's different. I mean, look, it's built me into the woman I am today. I'm resilient. I know how to laugh at myself. But when you're in year five at Jindalee State School and people call you Lice...
You're like,
it's not fun, guys. I mean, I did have nits, but that's
strong,
a
strong character.
They didn't even know your name.
They didn't even. They were just referring to what was crawling on my head. Moving on.
I mean, Liz is actually a diminutive of Elizabeth. Did you know that? Which means my God is an oath. Mm. Well, I have to perhaps correct your parents, maybe, because when I was Googling your name...
Why were you Googling my name?
I don't know. I had some time on my hands and also I'm obsessed with you.
She does stalk. Like, she's very good. Like, Instagram stalking, Sarah is like all that and a bag of chips.
Yeah, I'll find out where you live.
One day I'll find out.
And so I was looking up Liz and it came up with the pronunciation of
Liz. Do you want me to say it in French for
Please,
you?
Please, could you?
Okay, so in French, when I'm over at Mum and Dad's, they say, bonjour, Liz.
So it's
Liz. Liz.
Well, that's wrong. I don't want to break this to you. You're 39 years old. You've been pronouncing your name incorrectly your entire life. My Google research indicates this is how your name should be said.
Lizzie.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Lizzie.
Your name is basically Lizzie. And you have been trying to pull this Liz wool over our eyes for many a year.
I was told the origin of my name was Hebrew. That pronunciation
so Elizabeth.
Doesn't
Elizabeth
seem...
is a Hebrew name.
Lizzie.
Your name is Lizzie.
It's not Lizzie.
I think this is deeply concerning. Do your parents know that they've... It's like they've tried to make fetch happen. They've tried to make Liz happen.
I don't identify as Lizzie.
Lizzie.
No.
Lizzie.
That's not who I am.
Shut up, Lizzie.
Can't be Sarah and Lizzie. That sounds so boring.
Retro. It's like Pride and Prejudice, isn't it?
It really is.
It's those two girls.
Mr. Darcy.
With Lizzie and Sarah.
Those two girls.
How do you guys feel about car parks with those little red or green lights displaying
handy.
Occupancy availability
when they work.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I do like them.
Do you?
I like them a lot.
Do you trust them? I never trust them.
I mean,
I'll always take
a
second look. But, yeah, I think they've worked out the glitches in systems now and they're pretty accurate.
Right. Well, there is an airport in Dallas-Fort Worth. That's over in the States,
Texas,
Sarah.
Yeah.
Texas. That is dropping a whopping $3.2 million to upgrade not their car parks with this technology, but their dunnies.
What?
Okay. The CEO of this airport has come out and said toilets are the first and last place that people visit at an airport. Therefore, they make a lasting impression.
This is excellent theory.
And, well, it's a fair theory. So what they've done, they're upgrading the toots at Dallas Airport, and the technology is mind-blowing. So there's an occupancy light that will be installed above each toilet cubicle, letting people know which one is available. Obviously similar to what I was talking about with the parking garages. Everything is going to be like LED lighting and digital screens on. Does that make sense?
I am hot for this. When you go into a public toilet and it is exceptional, you really appreciate it. And this goes back to my childhood. If you must know, when we'd go on road trips, my parents' nickname for me was Dunny Dora because I had to get out and check out the bathrooms every time we stopped at an establishment.
How sad.
Why do you like toilets so much?
I was always doing the precautionary wee before you got back in the car, of course.
Of course you
always
were. I once had to wee into a Coke bottle.
What? That's not possible as a lady. That is not possible.
But it also doesn't surprise me about her.
I mean, here we go, Apocalypse Lees again.
It was virtually an apocalypse, Sarah. It virtually was. I was actually on a bus between two foreign cities and I couldn't get off. Okay, so I didn't have a choice. There were chickens on the bus.
What kind of bus are you getting?
It was like in a second world country going between.
What country?
Like Turkey.
Look at you travelling to Turkey.
And there were chickens and lots of people. And the bus does not stop, Sarah. It was a 12-hour bus trip. I thought it would never end. And I didn't have a choice. So I had a bottle of Coke.
Did you have one of those?
I had to drink the Coke and then I had to.
No
occupancy light needed for that.
No LED screen for Lees.
It's those two girls.
Too much. I know. Too much, Lees. Too much.
Get a she-wee.
Well, there was no she-wee in Istanbul.
Everyone knows an annoying sneezer. Somebody who is just louder than life when they expel those dust bits or particles or anything that's gotten up their schnoz, right? They can't do it in a dainty, ladylike manner. They can't control it.
I feel you're being passag here.
I'm not even being passive aggressive, just aggressive. As aggressive as you are when you sneeze. So let me paint the picture. When Lees releases her arms splay out to the side and her head jerks forth and she says,
like something from The Exorcist.
She screams and she does no nasal or mouth covering whatsoever.
I also like to do a few gestures, like one arm up, a bit of a cheerleader arm, one to the side.
If you think of any like Olivia Newton-John aerobic video in the 80s, that's what Lees does when she sneezes. But, sweetheart, I've got news for you.
I can't help it, Sarah. It's just who I am.
Science says you can control the noise and size of your sneeze.
You cannot.
Yes,
you cannot.
Can.
It's an involuntary reaction, Sarah. I can't control that.
You can. Look, a sneeze is triggered when the nerves in your nose detect a change in temperature or pain. So that's why air con, smoke, or even the sun sometimes can make you sneeze, right?
Yes, the sun does make me sneeze. Do you know sometimes also when I get out of the shower, the heat from the shower makes me sneeze.
Okay, cool story, Hansel. Now, the loudness of a person's sneeze depends on their lung capacity, size, and how long they can hold their breath for.
And whether they're entertaining to people in their life.
Okay, now, while you can't stop your nose from getting itchy and watery, you can control how loud you sneeze with higher functions. You've got to quieten it by pinching and rubbing your nose or by sneezing through your nose. So you know what?
I'm going to do this for you.
This is a nose sneeze.
That's terrible. So I'm going to do that for you and then something terrible is going to happen to me. Like my head's going to explode.
Well, I could tell you that
it's not going to end well. Something else is going to happen. I cannot control one end.
Oh, good grief.
Something bad, Sarah, is imminent.
Look, you're not supposed to hold it in because one person did that and blew a hole in his airways.
Exactly.
You just got to just clamp your mouth shut and pinch your nostrils.
What I'm trying to tell you is
be quiet.
I want to tell you that on the daily, but I don't.
You do. All the time. All right, we're going to be quiet and get out of here, and you can go to the brekkie show, party people. Bye.
Party people?
Sorry, that was really, I tried. Sometimes I try to be cool and it never works.
It really doesn't. Can confirm.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Sometimes I think that if mum could hear... My beautiful mum, who does have
a bionic ear.
A bionic ear.
Welcome back to the podcast, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome back.
So what? I pissed on my hands.
I'm so glad that she doesn't ever listen to this show.
Because she'd be embarrassed.
I feel she would be.
And disappointed.
Like in disown territory, you know?
Sometimes I message her just to say things,
Sarah,
that you've been talking about. I'll say, Nicole, bonjour.
So what? I pissed on my hands.
I'll say, Lizzie told everyone that she
an entire nation. Look, I'm not the only one. This is what you've said it. You have said that you would hitch your wagon to mine in an apocalypse, okay?
Hitch your wagon.
Okay?
What, have you got to pee on my hands too?
No, but if
that
we
is sterile
had
though.
To, exactly.
That is sterile.
Sometimes you've got to put things into perspective. Why would I sit? Why would I be? It's painful when you need to urinate that terribly, Sarah. Mm. It's very bad for you. Mm. We're talking infection territory. You've just got to let it out. There was no choice.
I think I would rather get a kidney infection.
No,
than
I disagree.
In a
not in Turkey, you wouldn't. No.
How was Turkey?
I've never been.
Neither have I. I have safety concerns these days.
Yeah, everyone has safety concerns. I have a lot. It's funny, when I was young and travelling, I had very few safety concerns, but now I feel that they're heightened.
War hadn't been invented yet.
Sometimes I wish I could.
I got really invested in a Turkish television series.
That's right.
Remember, I was obsessed with it. It was like a Turkish soap opera. And God, it was so good.
It was so beautiful.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
And amazing hair and eyelashes. The
Eyebrows.
Men were good looking. The women were beautiful. The storylines were good.
Powerful.
It was about a doctor. I wish somebody could tell. And I even knew how to say hello. Merhaba. So I started picking up the language because it was all subtitled, obviously.
Sure.
It was great.
No, good chat.
I think I said it right. Merhaba.
If anyone knows,
sounds a bit
the
like Merhaba
of that Turkish soap opera, leave it in the podcast notes.
Haven't we had any podcast notes in a while, Aaron?
We haven't. I do check them quite regularly.
Do you?
We get nice ones quite often.
Do we? Are we meant to reply?
Let me.
Well, I don't think you can physically reply to them.
No, because it's a review. You can't reply to a review.
Oh, yes. Is it possible to play less song and more of you guys?
Oh, that's very nice. Who's that from?
That was from me.
Weird on the podcast when we don't play the songs on the podcast.
Yeah, but they're obviously listening live and then going back to seconds.
Mm. At Mads?
Why are they on the 5 a.m. slot? They deserve 3 hours, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Those two girls always make me smile. Thank you, ladies. I wrote that too. Mm.
Sarah!
No, I didn't. I didn't write those ones. I'm kidding.
Such fun.
Such fun.
Someone's no longer... We've been through the one that's no longer a fan, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because Sarah went on
Get
a
over yourself,
rant.
Sarah.
About fur babies and lost us a bloody follower, didn't you?
Vegans and fur babies, apparently.
Guys, guess what? I'm hungry. It's time for me to eat.
What are you going
to
eat?
Probably some prosciutto. Prosciutto?
So
oh, you mean the Italian ham?
Yes, cured in the mountains of Molise, which is the place that I didn't say when I was telling that story.
It's
I think
probably
it's called
pronounced Molly Leezy.
Malaise.
Malay. Going to get a can of Coke for old time's sake?
It wasn't a can. It was a bottle.
So, like a...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like I don't want to go into...
You guys are obsessed.
But it's...
Sarah.
It's actually quite a feat.
Sarah.
And it is. Like, I'm both amazed and
Sarah,
appalled. In fact, that's Lee's to a T with me. Amazed and appalled,
Sarah,
generally.
When you have had to do a pregnancy test, wee on a stick, when you have had to do a urine sample,
yes, but
wee
the,
in
the
a jar.
Neck of a specimen bottle is much higher. You can put it right up there. But not so with the neck of a Coca-Cola bottle.
I completely agree, and I haven't denied that it was messy. There were initially...
That poor person sitting next to you on the bus.
Who was
it? No, I was travelling with someone.
Did you say merhaba?
No, you know when you need to do a wee, which wasn't, oh, I was busting, but I didn't need help, but you were just to get you started.
I've never done
that. That's how Mum used to when we were little.
I remember it was
sit on the toilet like before a road trip. Sit on the toilet and she'd go, and then just the sound of it, ah, oh, inspiration.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Oh, that makes me want to do a wee. Anyway, TMI, let's go.
It's a very TMI podcast today. Behind the scenes, the conversations that don't get to air, and for good reason. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hitter and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.